Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock climbing, and all things to do with the outdoors. So, welcome. It's a Northology episode. We're going to do a little bit of reading on some of the Northology content that's in the magazine this month.
I think we're just going to bounce through it, though, because although this is a very good issue, it's mostly pictures and, like, short articles. So I think we're just kind of going to talk about the entire magazine.
Yeah, because they had more just recently, so they were quite busy.
I'm going to start it off from page like one to get... here, too.
Yeah, for sure. are you talking about the
TC Teardrop cover?
Okay. Oh, right at the beginning. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. So it's a really cool cover. Three matching TC Teardrop trailers being pulled by a Gladiator, a Lexus, and a mystery car in the front.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just checking these out. Alex goes, "They're not teardrops." I'm like, "Well." And then we actually went to the website, and they have some badass teardrops on there. So they're actually pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not my style of camping, but, you know, it's there.
Yeah.
I also just noticed that one in the back there on the cover is a dual axle trailer.
You know what? You're right.
Oh, you're right. I think all of them are. At least the second one is also the same.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, they've got dual axle teardrop-like-ish trailers. They're pretty cool.
They are. All right. Oh, we got the Midland page. That's for page two.
Yeah, we can skip that kind of crap. Let's get to...
No, I want to read it.
Oh, the rig profile, Mr. Joe Yamber.
Oh, yeah. Specifically his Sequoia.
Well, yeah, it's a rig profile, but... Yeah, dude, the Sequoia's sick. If anyone doesn't know, I've actually got an episode with super shitty sound quality from a while back where me and Joe kind of talked about his rigs a little bit. So the Sequoia is a 2017 Sequoia on 37s with a 2.5-inch lift. Very, very well done. Beautiful rig.
Oh, 100%.
I've seen this thing do shit that you wouldn't expect a hippo to do, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he also uses this
rig.
Tow his Cherokee around, so.
Yeah. It's his tow pig for his XJ. Most ridiculously built tow rig I've ever seen. But hey, it's a
awesome
tow rig.
I thought his Tundra was cool, and then we went wheeling with him after I got my truck.
Yeah.
With his Sequoia. I'm like, oh man, this Sequoia is quite
something. That's my favorite. It's probably one of my favorite rigs that we've been out with. But I had a hard time knowing who Joe was. Because every time I seen him, he was in a different vehicle dressed differently. So I was like, who is this? What the hell? Well, now that I got to figure it out after kids camping, so. The Sequoia is definitely my favorite, dude.
Joe, his wife, and his kids, they're some of the coolest people I've ever met.
Oh, yeah, they're great people.
Oh, 100%.
But, yeah, so that's the Sequoia. We'll put the Sequoia as chapter art for this section. It's that mm-hmm. good. You know what? This might be cover art worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Then we got some ad pages. And the next one is about chainsaw transport. So this chainsaw transport one, it almost reads as an ad. Does it say who wrote it?
It just says Husqvarna, how to transport your chainsaw at the bottom there.
I bet you that this is an ad for the Kolpin off-road vehicle chainsaw mount. I don't care. It's very useful and very nice.
You guys?
Oh, they also have the RUS software chainsaw mount, too. Oh, okay. So they got two different mounts.
If you guys, before you guys get too deep into that, go back a page and go to the, the Northology Adventures. They have an Amazon storefront where people are adding items that they think are in. Like, they have, like, winter camping essentials.
This is sick.
I just saw that. I'm trying to come over.
I bet you they're all affiliated, too, which is a great way to support. Yeah, great way to support Northology right there.
Well, yeah, the Ignic, they got the fire can for the winter essentials. That's definitely something I'm looking into as well, especially right now. It's so dry. There's, like, massive burn bans all throughout Michigan. So, yeah, that's one way to be able to still have a fire. That Nebo Slim Work Light, I actually have one of those. I fucking love it. So, it's like a USB rechargeable, like with what your phone charges off of. Got a little clip on there. It's actually really damn bright, and I can just clip it to the collar of my shirt while I'm working. I love it. So, and I guess since I have experience with it, the Aura Stone, the hand warmer, it's a rechargeable hand warmer. I actually bought Sienna two of these, and she uses them at work in the winter because her store is always cold. So she actually has them in her jacket pockets and she'll use them. So I figure while we're here, if it's something that I have experience about, I'll talk about it a little bit. But
I do think it's kind of funny that they have, like, the most expensive versions of most of these.
Yeah, but, well, they're not necessarily looking for the cheapest, you know.
No, it's just kind of funny.
They have...
like, the diesel heater, that's, like, the most expensive kind of diesel heater you can buy.
Yeah, it's actually cheaper than what I thought it was going to be, though. I will say that. It is one of the more expensive ones. But $255? For it all to be encased, honestly, I'm not hating it.
Have prices went up? Because I bought an all encased one for like $80.
Probably then.
No, prices have not. You can get one for about $100. So prices went up $20.
I'll have to look because when I was looking into building my own, it was almost just as expensive.
Yeah, it's...
Hey, Alex.
What's up?
You think Mercy would enjoy a folding elevated dog bed, or she still want her crate?
Yeah, the 50-foot tote. I've seen that.
I think she would prefer her tote. She likes to be in a box.
Let's see, fall camping, essentially. Yeah. Let's see what they got in there. Not much so far. It was updated a year ago. They have Midland Walkies, TP kits, the Dometic Go faucet. I do have that. I do like it. That's also USB rechargeable. It's nice to have. It's definitely not like a... it's one of those like bougie upgrades.
Yeah.
It's nice though.
Same with the Midland Jeep handhelds. So I like Midland, right? I think Midland makes some good gear. But I've noticed lately they've just been slapping Jeep logos on stuff and charging more for them.
If Jeep buyers like,
oh, 100%.
Screw them. That's how I feel.
Like, let's look up a... can I just copy? Come on, you piece of junk.
Yeah, because you also have the MXT Jeep Edition one, too.
Right. Let's look up this radio without the Jeep part.
I can't lie, though. I bought my Xbox based off of it being Halo Edition. And they made cheaper ones that weren't. So, I mean, I guess it's just one of those things.
I did spend $75 on a Halo 3 shell for
myself. Yeah, so. Like, so I get it. Like, we're not bashing it. We're just like, it's there.
And
we notice.
And how much was the what was the one? Not Metal Gear.
They did have a Metal Gear.
They do have a Metal Gear one. They have a Metal Gear Zune. It's a Zune 120, and it is like it's crazy expensive. Not near as bad as the like the pink Zune, the Hello Social pink Zune. That's like a $3,000 Zune. A media player from 2006. It's $3,000.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't have the most expensive Zune you could buy, but it's up there. It's up there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, that was cool, man. That's I don't know if she just started that
no,
or
that
if it's something they've been doing, but that's
really
cool.
2022 Black Friday because so.
I was about to say, there's 2022 Black Friday.
What do they have in
there? Yeah, I never noticed it. That's really
portable
sick.
Camping or your foldable camping toilet that you have, Alex. Something similar to what I imagine you have.
I have the same one you have. So.
I thought you said you got a different one. My bad.
No, I haven't bought a different one yet.
Expo recovery boards. I do have those.
Excuse me.
The Wise Owl Outfitters. Those, they make a really good hammock. I have one of their hammocks, and it's actually really nice.
But we should move on to chainsaws now.
Yep.
Chainsaws are more fun.
I don't know about anyway. That.
So, these chainsaw mounts are really sick, though. I'm looking at this Culpin one, and it looks like it's got bar mounts, so you could even mount it to your bumper, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know if I want to do that, though, now.
But you could, is what I'm saying. It's only $100. I mean, it's a good deal. I like the idea of chainsaw mounts because it's a secure, safe way to store a chainsaw. The problem is that I never have anywhere good to put one.
Yeah, I say that the downside of having an electric saw is that I would love to have an outside, like outside the vehicle storage solution. Like, I'd love to be able to roto-mold a case for my saw that was waterproof that I could actually mount outside.
Okay, do you want the, like, pro tip
on
that?
Just put a garbage bag over it?
Buy a really cheap Harbor Freight chainsaw. Keep the batteries inside. Leave it outside all the time. And it works every time you put a battery.
I could do that. I've left it out in the rain before. I just don't want to tempt fate, you know? It's like...
As long as there's no battery in it, you're fine.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, why put it through the abuse if it doesn't have to? Like, at that point... Like, I have it in my truck right now. It actually stands vertically. It fits between the seats. And that just holds it right there, so it's good for now.
I want to pick up a four cycle or four stroke chainsaw.
Oh God!
So I don't have to run mixed gas. They're not as powerful as a two stroke, but they're just as reliable, and they have a lot of benefits, like not having to run mixed gas. Yeah. So
Senex. So,
Senex makes them.
When I worked at Tractor Supply, we had them for a few. They were like $150, if that, I think.
They're like $110 now.
And so they're pretty cheap. And you know what? You don't really feel bad leaving it out everywhere for the price.
I think for a trail chainsaw, I think it's perfect.
Yeah, I really do like having my battery one. Although the space that I use for batteries is probably the same space you'd use for fuel. I just like that I could start it up. I don't have to waste time pulling it. That's the only upside.
So the pro tip, right, is you run another fuel line to your fuel tank with a little valve, and then you can just fill it right from your car's fuel tank.
Yeah. Or I'll just bring a spare fuel can. Which is probably going to happen anyway.
Spare fuels for losers.
If that, I could just put...
Yeah, no,
I'll
it's
just throw my Dometic into the fuel tank and push... Yeah,
hell
there you go.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah, no, it's...
Dometic fuel pump.
I mean, I've been running that Bauer chainsaw for a while. I've never had any major issues with it. It's just... It's a little slow. but it's only 20 volts. So
no, mine's worked really good. I have no complaints power wise. It's my only complaint would be that I don't want to tempt fate with the waterproofness of it, but that I would love to be able to just throw it out. I have thrown it out in my kangaroo pouch in the back of, you know, my trash-aroo. I have thrown it out there when I'm going down trails that I have to trim more often, which is no big deal. Like especially if it is a little rainy. It wasn't raining super bad, sprinkling. I didn't really care. It was fine. But just one of those things, like, I really don't want to have to worry about it. And I'd love to have a waterproof case mount. So that's just taken care of, that I can mount to the wheel. So.
Yeah, so moving on.
The New Holland Overland on here now.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It's pretty cool.
Bookmarks.
Nope.
I'm going to have to send that to my wife, actually.
Yeah, but we can skip past the ads. We'll never get through it if we read through all those. So... next up is a bunch of pictures of the Midwest Discovery routes. So this is kind of cool. Getting ready for more, they set up these Midwest Discovery routes that came from like different parts of the country coming to more.
Yeah, one north. Yeah, yeah, one north, one west, one east, one south.
So the goal was that you could wheel all the way to more, pretty much.
It's pretty sick. Yep.
And I wish I knew where these pictures were taken in Tulsa, but the Tulsa,
I know.
The Tulsa route, they're in a cave.
Yeah, that's like sick.
It's,
yes.
It's sick.
It is sick.
The Little Rock route is beautiful, and they found snow, which is interesting, so they must have been on a mountain.
Glade.
Had to be a mountain.
Yeah, glade but, top.
Yeah, the one picture of the mountains looked like snow.
Yeah, Little Rock looked like it was a good trip. That first picture there with the swamp, that is just, that is pretty.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, the St. Louis looked like they had some good water crossings.
Yep.
Is that an OBS Ford?
And which one?
The Kansas City route. No, no, that's got to be like a Comanche. No, Ranger? It's got to be a Ranger.
Ranger.
It's an Ranger. OBS Ranger for sure.
That's like a Ranger.
That thing's sick.
That is sick.
Let's see here.
All the pictures are it just far enough away that I can't
tell
what it
is. There's a picture
it
of it on the bridge that really clears it up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely an OBS sick. Ranger.
OBS Rangers were the best looking Rangers, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty partial to the 70s original Ranger. Even though it's a full-size pickup.
I just love OBS in general.
Me
just
too.
The years that... Sentimental.
84 through 97?
Yep.
Yeah, no, the Kansas City route looked cool. It's not... I'd say that's probably my least favorite so far that we've seen.
Yeah.
But the other...
Tulsa's.
The other two routes are
just... so cool.
Tulsa's the winner, dude. Like, St. Louis is pretty, don't get me wrong. That bridge is sick, the train bridge. But being able to just drive through a cave like that would be so fucking fun.
Oh, it would be.
All right. Next up, the next article. I actually almost wanted to do an episode with this one, but we don't know enough about the topic to interject, and it would be... There's recipes and stuff, so it would have been kind of like just reading a list. So it wouldn't have made it for a great episode. But they're talking about a wild harvest or foraging while camping. This is one of my absolute favorite things to do.
Yeah.
Last year I didn't make any fried fiddleheads, but I love fried fiddleheads.
Delicious.
Mark's been with me when I went and got wild onions and put that in our food.
Yep.
We don't really have any asparagus near us, but wild asparagus is
fantastic. I think
when
I helped my coworker the one summer pick wild asparagus.
When I was a kid, we used to camp down at Turkey Run every year, and that was like the big thing is we'd spend the whole time just picking asparagus and eating it.
Yeah,
it's
I have similar ditch memories where my dad had a ditch that he would get the asparagus from.
I've never done ramps.
I haven't found ramps either. So like in Michigan, there's a lot of like green onion, like the green onion leaves. I've done a lot of that. So, morel mushroom, that's
like leeks.
Yeah. Leeks basically. Yeah. Morel mushroom and beefsteak foraging in Michigan is like a big thing for our family.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My coworkers are all hunting for morels right now.
What we would do is we would go foraging for morels, the leeks, and asparagus if we could find it. I've only had the three at once, one time. But my dad made steaks with a morel mushroom, like, what is it, a jus? He fried the morel mushrooms and then took the morels out, added butter, a little bit more butter, made like that gravy jus. And then poured it over, added the morel mushrooms, and then we had the green onions, and then he had tin foil asparagus. And that's like my perfect fucking dinner right there. That's my best.
So fun facts about my house. Mark knows this. I've got about 6 acres of wild onions on the backside of my property.
Yeah.
Yes.
And right now is wild onion harvest time, so if you want some, come get some.
Yeah, maybe something fun we can do.
Because I cannot pick them fast enough. I tried selling them. There's a guy that buys them, but it's so much freaking work. It's not worth it. But yeah, I mean, come pick some, man. I got so many, I don't know what to do with them.
Sienna hasn't had a morel yet, and she's a big mushroom girl. So I've yet to find any morels this year, but I haven't gone, you know, searching too long.
Back when Mercy was a young pup, she could smell out morels and would lead you to them. Now she just goes for a walk in the woods and ignores all the
smells. A golden dog right there. Morels are one of the most expensive mushrooms you can that you could buy per pound.
She also used to be the dog that would go out and just come back with a deer shed. Yeah. She doesn't do that anymore.
Man.
Nope.
Not useful at all.
It's like she got old or something.
Lame.
But yeah, wild foraging is just, it's probably one of the best parts of camping, honestly.
Another thing that isn't really talked about much is wild teas that you can make. Like blackberry tea,
sunflower,
sumac. If you actually do your research, you can make, it's like a Native American tea with sumac, wild sumac. There are so many different things in Michigan that you can make tea from, pine needles, wild mint, spearmint that grows. You can find that just about anywhere in Michigan. It's really bitter a lot of the times. We always add like local honey into it, and that's kind of how we drink it when we do. But it's
if you're really feeling adventurous, and I learned this when I got stinging nettles, but you can make a stinging nettle tea that is supposedly really good.
Yeah,
it's anti-inflammatory.
Oh, that whole process.
I can't imagine Alex going for stinging nettles after his last incident with them.
No interest.
No, it's so hard. Like, it's not super easy to the whole process either. It took us a while to actually boil them out and clean them up, and it just wasn't worth it at the end. It was still bitter. So, like, I think the sumac tea. It was like they called it like lemonade, basically, but. It works a lot like sun tea. You just leave it out like that. Really good.
Oh, dude, I feel so dumb. So what I've always called leaks are what's a ramp. That's why I've never been able to figure out what a ramp is. They're the same thing.
That's the same thing.
Well, leeks are just
I've got lots of ramps.
I was going to say, leeks are just the green onion, like the leaf part. Yeah. Ramps are the actual like underground onions. Yeah.
The one rule, and this one I did know, is you never take more than 10% of a patch.
No, never.
And they talk about that.
And that follows for like blackberries and stuff too. Obviously, if you ever pick it out blackberries and you're in any kind of remote wilderness, look for bears. But they're like, blackberry jam is like one of my favorite jams. There was a place that I didn't spend the money and I wish I did, but they had huckleberry jam. It was in the UP. It was a little store along the, kind of along the coast. It was a little farther back, but if I ever go back up there, I'm going to buy it. It was very expensive. They got featured by some critique that came by just so happenly, picked it up, and he loved it so much. It was like a big thing for a while, and so now it's super expensive for huckleberry jam. But I mean, there's a lot of good foods, especially in Michigan, that you can forage throughout the year if you know what you're looking for, like puffballs. You can make before they're actually puff, the mushroom, you can make those little steaks.
Fry them.
Chicken of the woods is pretty good. You just got to know what you're looking for. I think the best part about this, sorry, I think Mark, it was you, but the best part about this is
you're good.
When you do this, when you're camping and you're using seasonal ingredients, when you're out there, there's something special about that. Like when you catch the fish from the lake and you have the asparagus, the morels, the leeks or something that you can pair with it, that's a whole different type of meal than what you're getting out of your fridge or cooler or anything like that. It tastes way better.
We should get our fishing license and small animal licenses and just have a like foraging camping trip.
I'm down.
I think my fishing license renewed by now.
I got a new one. But you can now get the fishing and small game all in one license. Mm. So.
We can do it then. Didn't know that.
All right, let's move on.
So I went on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I went on to the next. What's up? You good?
Yep.
You good alive? I went on to the next page there, and there's an ad, and I know what I said about ads, but it says sleep fat, sleep better, and it's showing a tent for leveling your rooftop tent. It's literally just scissor jacks underneath the rooftop tent.
Speaking of which, we should probably talk about the page next to it.
What's next to it?
The Midwest Women's Off-Road Weekend.
Oh, yeah. There's
put it out there for female listeners.
Any female? I don't think we have any.
I don't think so either, but.
Sydney
but
Pope?
Any female listeners? Yeah, if Cindy's listening, I'm sure she doesn't know about the thing that she, her name is on it.
I was like, her name's on the bottom of the page.
Right underneath Gary Porter and Jill
Just
Carr.
In case you forgot. May 30th.
But the Midwest Women's Off-Road Weekend.
Yep.
Now, they're doing something that I actually have talked to you guys about doing. They're doing educational clinics and demos.
Yeah, I'm really excited to do that, get that started.
That's sick, dude. And so I had this idea, like 6 months ago or something like that? Since I came up with it, I've seen like 3 or 4 events that people have posted about that style of trip. And I'm like, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, that looks like it would be a fun weekend. I've tried to get Carrie Porter on before, but
busy lady.
She, is a very, very busy woman. Very busy woman.
I clicked on that link for the Dead Miners Handmade Goods. That is pretty cool, actually.
I was going to look into that, too.
Oh, that wallet's sick.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a sick wallet.
It's like a low profile, but still fully leather wallet. Yeah. Like that is.
Yeah.
Man, they make some sick stuff. Do you see? They have a MagSafe wallet.
Yeah.
Do you see the portable cribbage board?
Oh, yeah. No, these guys are cool. I like this.
Yeah.
They have some sick apparel, too.
Yeah, no, that's...
The dead hat. It's got it on a pug.
Their stickers are so...
Dude, that's so funny.
Their stickers are sick. Like, these guys... All right. These guys are my new favorites. I have nothing from them. I have no idea, but it looks of quality, and it's handmade.
Look at the captain hat.
The firewood tote's even
cool. Also captain hat and apparel. Absolutely sick.
Icons of the quinoa stickers. Oh, I got some cool stickers from quinoa.
Quinoa? The food?
Oh. The peninsula?
Dude.
No, the peninsula.
I should do a captain's hat. A Botch's off-road captain's hat.
Oh, that holographic sticker is fucking sick.
That's what, okay. Back to Northology,
see,
guys.
This is
we'll
why I'm saying
this
is cool. It's cool to go into this stuff.
Yeah, it is cool. Forest roads and trail opening dates.
They have a spirit board. A handmade spirit board.
Oh, no.
And suddenly we're being killed in the
woods. Oh, man. That is so cool. All right. I'm back on. Hold on.
All right. Back to our goal.
That's sick.
I really don't even want to read this article. It just talks about when state roads and trails are open.
Well, we've done and talked about this a little bit before, so it'd be kind of reiterating some of this.
I feel like we've kind of beat this one into the dirt.
Yeah.
Mostly just make sure that the trail you want to go on is open at that time. Don't go on it when you're not supposed to, because we don't want to see our shit shut down. And pick up your shit when you're done.
Please.
Don't leave anything behind.
Yes. Please. Next page.
Like me, leaving my Suavar behind and forgetting about it for 6 months and then remembering it and feeling terrible.
We'll be back to pick it up.
Oh, look, a big Radio Chatter ad.
Advertisement,
yeah. Well, okay, so do we have any changes to our favorite upgrade to our rig since we've done a bunch more since the last few months?
Huh.
Oh, and that is the conversation starter for Radio Chatter. Nice tie in there.
It is. I guess I'm start with me, my new bumpers.
Yeah.
I still got to put a winch on the front one, but those new bumpers have been quite the upgrade for the truck.
I don't think I've done anything to the 4Runner except fix stuff.
You only done fixing.
None of your pack
My Savage out? Skid plate's pretty cool. No, they're all old. I've had those for a year. But my Savage skid plate's pretty sick. I'm glad that I was able to find one of those since they don't make them anymore. I need to finish getting that mounted before Leatherwood, because I only have the front two skids on, and I have two more to install.
Yeah. I think mine's in between right now, the Prinsu rack and the winch. I just love that I have those on right now. I'd probably say the Prinsu rack right now because it's the freshest, and it's only because it's so much easier now to mount the things that I want and to take them off when I need to. And that thing is way sturdier. I don't know if I told you guys, but that old roof rack was bent in 2 to 3 inches. So
that's what you said.
Not supportive. This one's very, very easy to put stuff on. So yeah.
Yeah, if it's anything like the front runner rack I had, it's
solid,
pretty
man.
Well built.
And they gave us everything. They gave me Loctite. They gave me the sealant for the holes on the roof, like on the actual roof. I forget what it's called, the black stuff. So, I mean, they included everything in there. Each bag was labeled for each part. Yeah, I mean, it was really nice. Very, I went right to YouTube. They had a whole setup on my rig on how to do it. And once I figured that out, it was easy peasy.
No.
Alex, do you have a cart?
Yeah.
I thought you were getting a cart out for a second.
No, that
yeah, brings
that
us,
was the
yeah.
card that they had
yeah,
there.
I thought
was what is
I switched over to you and I thought you were going into one and I'm like, oh.
I mean, the game is here somewhere on my desk.
No, that's okay.
But
we could save that.
I was about to say, how messy are your desks right now?
Well, I cleaned it the other day, so pretty messy. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There's no shortage of empty cans and bottles. And there's at least 4 spitters on
yeah.
here.
All right, so no.
And some of those empty bottles became spitters.
Yeah, I would. All right,
so next page, so we got a couple more advertisements for upcoming events. We got Mission Overland title sponsor, Range to Ranch Retreat in Idaho. We got the Core 2025.
That looks like it'd be a fun
it
trip.
It does. Yeah.
It does look like a fun
we
trip.
We have Core, of course. That's coming up.
And then more. Events like Core or More, like, I think they're awesome, and I'm really glad that they exist, but they're not an event that I think I would enjoy.
I do.
I would like to at least go to one of them at some point.
Exactly. Yeah.
To me,
I'd like to do it once.
Yeah, to me, they're like overland car shows. It's like a chance for you
to
go out and see everyone's setup. And to talk to everybody about, you know, what their gear is, to see vendors
yeah.
and their gear. I'd love to go to
I'd
one
like
of these.
To go
yeah.
once.
I mean.
Just once.
There's a guy making a pizza at the top corner, and
yeah.
I would try a sample of that pizza. I would. It looks delicious.
Like, and I always watch videos of people that went to, like, MoreCore, and it looks like a blast. It just... It's so different from the kind of event that I normally would go to, you
yeah.
know?
Different? Is
like,
it bad, Alex?
I didn't say it was. Mark, page 2 of this More thing, there's someone using a motorcycle pop-up camper.
Really?
Yep, Corey Hoffman. It's behind a red, looks like Tacoma.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That and that yeah. way that works is sick. Because he's got that 270 awning and he's got it covering the door of that pop-up
yeah,
camper.
Nice. I've always saw
yeah.
those on Facebook and I thought, man, that'd be interesting if they weren't so tiny.
They're not tiny, dude. You can get those that fold up to 2 queen-size beds and a dining room.
Oh, I didn't mean like tiny. I meant like the footprint. They're like super tiny trailers because they pull behind motorcycles.
Well, that's what makes them so great. I think they'd be a really cool like in-bed tent for somebody.
Yeah, for sure.
That they fold up
yeah.
and then they get to the campsite and just bloop. Yeah.
That would have been a
easy
cool
base
idea
camp.
For you tried getting me to do.
I did try to get you to do it. Because they're just so cool. I want someone to do it. And some of them are lighter than your average rooftop tent. Like they have ones that are only 120 pounds.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you could almost just mount one to your roof, and boom, you've got the coolest rooftop tent ever.
Oops.
Yeah. Did you you guys see that did you see that rooftop tent I sent to the group
yeah,
chat
the
earlier?
Yeah, the VW, the bug.
The one from the it's like a 70s rooftop tent?
Yeah.
No.
It was super sick.
I did not see this.
It's a Carback camper rooftop tent. Made in Tampa, Florida.
Ah, okay.
Thing's
that
fucking
is
cool. But anyways, back to Northology here.
yeah.
That's cool. Darren Parker's little I can't see who makes that. Mission Critical, maybe? That camper. I love that design of camper. I just they're so cool.
Yeah, I do like those. They're like the built-in tent, rooftop tent in them that expands your
and whoever
your space.
Jared Pace, who showed up to Moore with a GMC, old 50s GMC dually pickup, he's my new favorite person.
Oh, yeah. I like to see that. I like more pictures of that one.
It's literally just a stateside truck, but whatever.
I'm wondering if these are who's taking the pictures, or...
I just figured that out, too.
No. Yeah, because Sydney Pope is taking a lot of pictures here, and she's definitely not one of the dudes in this picture.
Yep. And Matthew Falls is very feminine looking.
Yeah, right. So.
As he pets that goat.
Yeah.
Well, whoever's GMC old truck it is, it's a sweet rig. I'd love to see more.
Nice picture, Jared Pace. It's a great picture.
Uh-oh, we have a call-in.
Oh, we could do that.
Wish it.
No, I won't do that. I am going to mute myself and take this,
though. Hi, my name's Jared Lewis.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll move on, then, while he takes his important phone call for Turkey Day.
Yeah.
We go another page forward, and it's more expo. All Roads Taken app. I haven't seen that before. I might download it and see what that's about.
I have not.
It was spam, guys. It was spam.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It just looked important.
Then we have how to find dispersed camping spots. We beat that in. Identify, look, investigate, search, reference, obey, and then tread lightly. So we've done that. We've talked about that a lot. If you guys want us to go into more updated or new detail, let us know. Keep it moving. And then we get into clean up camp out, cork. And then we get into like an ADV directory for experiences, comms and navigation.
Hey. Who's this botches off road in their
media? We're in their
tab.
Media. We got botches in there. specialty, all roads taken, radio chatter, red zone wireless.
So do you know what All Roads Taken is?
Is it the app?
No. So you've seen the Jeep Badge of Honor stuff?
Yeah.
This is Jeep Badge of Honor, but for everybody.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, and they used to have like let's see if they still have Marblehead. No, they don't have Marblehead anymore. But they used to have all sorts of cool stuff in Michigan that you could do. It's just a very cool thing, really. They have a Michigan All Roads Taken, like just the whole thing. They have a Manistee National Forest. That's kind of sick.
Yep.
And then like Holyoke, Silver Lake, Bundy Hill. Where's the Hiawatha National Forest?
Don't know.
That's here in Michigan.
Hmm.
Oh.
Probably UP then?
Marblehead Loop. It's $20.
Ah.
So, yeah, All Roads Taken's a cool idea. I mean, Jeep Badge of Honor was a cool idea, so why shouldn't it be cool for everybody, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, why do all the other podcasts have, like, a full picture thing here on the right? The Momentum, Overland Radio. What do we got to do to pay for that? I want a big Botches logo in there.
What are you talking about?
The ADV directory on the right.
Oh, well, we do get our logo later in the...
Not like that, though.
In the other section.
Not like
still,
that.
Our logo's... Okay, whatever.
No, Northology's cool.
Don't be ungrateful, Alex.
Northology's cool. I think that it's definitely something everybody should sign up for, especially if you wheel in the Midwest.
Oh, I just realized our eggs and coffee.
Yeah.
From Michigan, specifically from Midwest 4x4 is posted in here, too.
It's the only, well, I guess there is two of them now. Because there's
Raisin Coffee East.
Coffee,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, ornithology is a pretty fun time. Well, these national forest patches are kind of cool.
I think I've seen those before, and I think there's also one where they were like Star Wars patches too.
Yeah, but these are like, where? There's no link for them. I think I saw them somewhere else, and now I'm looking for them. This is probably the most boring episode anyone's listened to. Just us gawking at adventures we can't go on right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's... See, this comes out on Tuesday, which means it's how many weeks before Leatherwood?
Oh.
Get out of here, Steam.
We're super, super close.
So if this comes out on Tuesday, this will come out on Tuesday, May 20th. That means we will have...
We got 3 weeks.
Well, when this comes out, it'll be 2 weekends.
Yeah, 2 weekends as a whole. I was saying like 3 weeks roughly before the actual week.
And to think, Duncan doesn't have time to fix his truck this weekend or next weekend, which means his only weekend will be the 31st. I don't think that thing's getting lifted before Leatherwood, guys.
No. Nope. Unless... No.
I don't see it.
It's going to be a crunch. I thought it was going to be a crunch game, my C4 bumper, and I was quite surprised that came in a lot sooner than expected.
And you got the C4 bumper and a little bees bumper, and you thought it was going to be a crunch for the C4.
Yes, I thought it was going to be a crunch for the C4.
No, they look sick, man. I'm really impressed with how your truck's going now.
Yes.
Oh, I need to order that tire carrier this weekend to put in the bed of your truck.
Yep.
Did you, did you guys talk about the fact that the Botch's lead guy, Alex, was on the last month's issue? He was featured. Alex.
What?
Was featured in last month's issue.
Yeah.
Along with an article.
I thought we talked about that.
I don't know if we did. It might have been when I was off, but I was just figured I'd point that out too. If anybody actually wants to see Alex's rig in the issue, they can go back to last month's and see that.
I thought we made a joke like some losers on this front page for the rigs.
Yeah, and then there's a.
I think it's funny because not a single one of those pictures actually looks like my truck.
Yes, they do.
Maybe the one where it's on 35s. Nope, that one also is not my truck right now.
Every one of them looks like your truck.
Yeah. Not a single one looks like my truck because it's missing its sliders.
He's got truck body dysmorphia.
Oh. He needs to update his pictures, is what he's talking about.
Because I added those sliders, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry if anyone heard that. It's just a sad mercy. But, yeah, this is a good place to call it, I think.
Yeah.
I think everyone's heard us ramble.
Mercy's
I hope this was...
Yeah, Mercy... She's really looking for attention now.
She thinks it's time to eat, I think. Oh, her ears perked
up. It is time to eat.
She definitely thinks
for me too.
It's time to eat. So, on that note, I better go
Same
feed
here.
My dog.
All right. And I'm going to go feed myself.
All right.
Same
we'll see
here.
You later. Catch you guys later.
Later.
Above the crowd of people, things, in places. places in my head. But I'll never forget that bumpy ride through the countryside. The sun was shining at its best. The scent of summer. Try like hell, but nothing comes to mind. When I close my eyes, I can see us riding, drifting, sliding, laughing, smiling, and high-fiving. Passing that bottle from side to side, screaming, hit that throttle.
Behind that wheel anyway completely escapes me.